Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three. Later in the hour, we will re-air those clips and air some clips we haven't aired from the Lone Gunman episode, where the secret government group wants to fly a hijacked jumbo jet by remote control of the World Trade Centers as a pretext for control, weapon sales, invasions of foreign countries. We'll get into the new reports of U.S. planting weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, what's happening in Iraq. We'll get into some of the Big Brother news. Paul Watson, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com, my website, is joining us. We always appreciate having him on. Chris in Illinois, we were talking to her. Her son's a police officer. She's educating a lot of people, and she was saying that a lot of suburban police aren't completely indoctrinated yet. The question is, Chris, are they aware of the attempts to indoctrinate them?
I don't think they are. But, you know, like I said, we went to the police, the Citizens Academy. We talked to the police. We sent your films. We've given them, and we haven't been arrested yet. So many of them are. Now, here's the point I want to make. My son, at one time, used to help citizens, you know, learn how to shoot and so on. But now, I've talked to him, you know, like a couple of years ago, they are trying to indoctrinate the local police. Because now, all of a sudden, he says, well, I don't think it's good for just everybody to have a gun. You know what I mean? They're doing it very, very slowly, but they're doing it.
Yeah, so you need to ask your son, why is Chicago, New York, D.C. with gun bans the highest crime rate?
Exactly. Well, I know what to tell my son, but that's beside the point. So, I'll tell him a few things.
So is he listening to you? Or
Well, I don't know. You know, what? I have no idea what goes on in his mind. But, you know, I'm just...
So suddenly, all of us shouldn't have guns, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they're doing it slowly. Not everybody should have a gun because they're nuts and, you know, that type of thing. Another thing, when I write to the editors, I write letters all the time. I include your website at the end of the letter.
Well, thank you. That's getting us a lot of visitors. I mean, I get sent a lot of clippings where people's letters to the editors say, everything I state here is backed up at InfoWars.com.
Right. Another thing, too, Kelly, you know, he's such a nice guy, but I want to scream because if he doesn't want the money, give it to somebody that can use it, you know what I mean, to help our cause.
Yeah, for those that just joined us, Kelly Rushing, arrested for handing one of my videos to a state police officer, and he was found not guilty by the jury of terroristic threats, but the officer thinks it's illegal to educate police in a kindly fashion. And this just shows how bad our society is. The judge, the prosecutor, and the state police want to arrest us for this, at least in areas of Kentucky. Paul Watson, any comments?
Yeah, well, it shows the climate. The First Amendment under attack as it is to give out a videotape is called terroristic. There was an article we posted nearly a week ago where a man flew an upside-down American flag in his backyard, which is obviously, you know, a sign of distress. It's the ultimate form of patriotism. And his neighbor called the police on him. And the police officer said, well, I'd like to arrest him, but, you know, the law says that he has his First Amendment. So the First Amendment on all fronts is under massive attack at the moment, and I'm glad to see that this jury had some common sense, but as you said, the case should have been dismissed way before that.
Now, you had a BBC reporter 2 years ago. We interviewed him, and that interview's posted in the audio section. He was arrested for saying the word homosexual. That's not allowed in England. That's considered a hateful word. And you have hate crime units that arrest hundreds of people a night during raids year after year. It's getting pretty bad there for you as well.
Yeah, that was Robin Page who gave a speech saying that farmers should have the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. Scotland Yard were called immediately after, and within an hour, you know, he was taken and arrested. And obviously we've got the interview posted in Deep Archive. So again, hate speech is designed to attack free speech. That's why the whole movement of hate speech was started, to the point now where the Washington Post is saying that anyone who uses the term neocon really means Jew. So even that term is out of bounds now, according to them.
When they call themselves neocons, when Bush does. And I heard Limbaugh do that about a year ago. It's secret racist code word. Thanks for the call, Chris. We'll be back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now 8 minutes into hour three, my friends. Before we get back into the news and all your calls, we're going to go to your calls here in a second. I've had this story for about a week. I never covered it. Wired News. Thanks to an unusual loophole in the strict rules of medical ethics, they're not strict, hundreds of trauma patients in California, Texas, and a few other states will be taking a gamble when ambulances come to scoop them up after accidents or acts of violence. Without waiting to get consent, paramedics will inject fake blood product into half of the eligible patients chosen to take part in the new study. The other half will get a routine treatment of transfusion with saline solution until they reach the hospital. For now, the artificial blood known as HolyHem isn't approved for general use, but it will still slip into the veins and arteries of unconscious patients who won't be able to say no. Emergency research in general creates a special set of circumstances, said Kelly Fryer Edwards, University of Wisconsin Medical Ethics, whose colleagues across the country are divided over the wisdom of blood study. Well, I don't care if you're divided. They've caught them from coast to coast when you die, even though you're not an organ donor, stealing your corneas, stealing skin, cutting you open, stealing goodies, stealing organs. And this is just setting a precedent. I've seen a bunch of these articles where they're doing stuff like this, where they don't ask. They just put experimental things in you. It's the same thing with the troops, a captive audience. I mean, they'll line them up and give them 30 shots at once, all this experimental stuff, not even tell them what it is. Paul, this isn't freedom, is it?
Well, no. Obviously, that's preparing medical personnel preparing them to give forced injections and forced vaccinations under a bio-attack situation, which is outlined in the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act. So, I mean, that's probably part of that movement as to why they're introducing it.
By the way, they've been having more of these red alert, they call them red alert lockdowns. Police come in, aim machine guns at children. Police dogs jump on them. Turns out it's really to get them ready for terror roundups. Well, we had that a year ago, Washington Post, Gannett News Service, both, where we're going to be enemies if we leave our homes. Our children will be taken from us to FEMA camps until we turn our guns in. Comments?
Well, yeah, and in your Police State 2000 Police State 2 films, they had all these kind of drills, and this was before 9/11 that these films were made, obviously. And the official line was it's for preparation for terrorism and, you know, urban warfare. We had military walking through the streets. And, you know, these drills going on in schools where officers run around with guns, and we're talking about military-style police in some of them, where guns have gone off and, you know, shot kids in the head.
That happened in Michigan, and also they killed cop of the year in Fort Worth. Now, a few months ago, the BBC reported that troops from the former Eastern Bloc were there, running around terrorizing people in the countryside, doing arrest as part of a drill, and we've had the same stuff going on here, and it turned out that was part of a acclimation process as well.
Yeah, and also Tony Blair had tanks rolling around Heathrow right before the Iraq War to bully everyone into supporting it. And the top police chief of Metropolitan Police, John Stevens, recently called for, well, he said he would have no hesitation in putting troops on British streets, and they've had that, you know, building up the pretext for that for 20, 30 years with the IRA bombings. So, yeah, same policies on both sides of the pond.
Yeah, whatever's happening there is happening here. Whatever's happening here is happening there. I call it the echelon group of countries because five countries all work in echelon, the spy grid, and they all follow the same policies.
Well, yeah, it's like it's a spider web across the whole globe where you have different points of control, but it's, you know, it's the same web. It's, I call it the Anglo-Saxon mafia. It's just these five, six countries that are heading it all, and the so-called non-integrating states like Iraq or Haiti, for example, you know, get bombed into submission if they don't go along with the policy. Even though they're, you know, these small, broken-back third-world countries, they still need to be brought in line with the agenda.
Before we go to Rhonda and Charles and Tim and others, I wanted to bring this up. You mentioned that the Washington Post, and I didn't see the article, said that neocon is a code word for Jews. Were they implying that you're racist if you use the term?
Yeah, it was in response to a Pentagon whistleblower called Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski, who basically came out and blew the whistle on the fact that she was ordered by the OSP, the Office of Special Plans, to funnel false information before the Iraq War up the chain of government through to White House speechwriters. And she used the term for the people controlling this. She called them neocons, neoconservatives. So then the Washington Post came out and attacked her and said that the term neocon was code word for Jew. And
okay, let's stop right there. Because I heard Limbaugh over a year ago say neocon is code word for anti-Semitism. Only anti-Semites use this. Now, let's go back. Yesterday, Monday, we played a clip off PBS with Crystal's father calling himself a neocon. They put out books calling themselves the neocons. They are the neoconservative movement. And this is the tactic over and over again. You're exposing their corruption, and some of them are Jews, some of them aren't. And then they try to lay the label. I mean, it's anything. I don't want you to put poisonous vaccines in me. That's code for anti-Semitism. I'm against corruption. I'm against the corrupt banks. That's code for anti-Semitism. Well, and they're actually creating anti-Semitism because people then go, what do you mean Jews? And that gets people thinking about that. I mean, it's amazing. But Kelly Rushing, you heard him last hour. No criminal record. Hands out one of my videos in a Ron Paul video, gets arrested. He had two separate news teams. One, News 12 from Missouri, show up with the video cameras, you know, big news cameras, and they asked him, they said, have you ever been a member of the Klan? He said, well, of course not. And, well, the authorities are telling us this. So, see, this is what they do time and time again is they try to put these labels in there. And look, it's not going to work because they misuse them so much and misapply them. The liberals are all calling them neocons. The neocons coined the term neocon. It's in the PNAC documents. So this is incredible.
Well, it's also the elimination of language, terms of reference that we use to, you know, illustrate our arguments. Because they can't attack the arguments themselves because they're backed up by proof, they're just trying to eliminate the terms that we're using and try and label us as, you know, racist. So it's that Orwellian thing of eliminating language.
I remember
language.
3 years ago, Texas legislature was in session. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms member runs in right before I testify, says, "Alex, get out here, bribery." I had a video camera. I run, and it's funny that it was a Jew telling me this. They can't say it was some type of racism. And I run out, and there's the two black guys who testified, basically, "We're black, we're evil, we'll kill you. Blacks will kill you with guns if you don't give your guns up." They were there. The handgun control group was using them to play a race card. They were indeed being the racist. The paid black poster boys who weren't even gang members, who talked in a normal accent when they weren't up on the stand or up there testifying, and I caught them being paid in cash, hundreds of dollars apiece. And then the newspaper calls me and says, "Mr. Jones, are you a racist?" And I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, these are black men you caught being paid off." And I said, "Well, the ethics committee admits it's a bribe." And they go, "Well, that's not the issue. Are you racist? If they were white, would you have said something?" I said, "Of course I'd say something. But, I mean, that was in the article. It's mind control, my friend."
Well, it's like how they use people like Rice and, you know, Powell as the front man in front of the UN with the weapons of mass destruction evidence, which he now admitted that was completely false. But they use black individuals, elevate them into high positions of power. And then when you call them liars, because they're lying, because it comes out late, and they even admit it sometimes, like Powell did, people say, "Oh, you can't criticize that individual because he or she is black." And it's where's that argument from?
Well, people are just ignoring this now. I remember, last point, we'll go to the calls. I remember back in the late 90s with all the Chinese espionage news and all these thousands of communist spies, Clinton selling us out, you know, having Ron Brown taken out, and then all these newscasts going, "Dun, dun, 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 tonight, the focus on Chinese espionage. Is it really racism?" I mean, it has nothing to do with racism, but they just do that.
Well, it's just the big hate speech movement, which says that anyone who talks about a New World Order is secretly, you know, talking about a Jewish racist conspiracy. All that comes out of the ADL, who then go and sponsor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, you know, admitted his father was a stormtrooper, says in his book he admires Hitler. So it's coming from the very people who are supposed to protect Jews and Jewish interests, but in fact are attacking them.
We've also caught Jewish groups with people dressed up in Nazi outfits acting like there's some Nazi threat. Let's go ahead and... This is disgusting. I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Rhonda in Missouri, and then we'll go to Charles and Tim and others. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
That's like freedom fighter being a terrorist. That big association with the freedom fighters in Iraq, they're really terrorists because they're killing our soldiers.
Yes.
So that'll be when it comes here, freedom fighters, well, of course, they're terrorists.
Well, I have to say I don't agree with some of the groups over there, but we are in a war, and then, you know, to call them terrorists, no, they're obviously enemy soldiers.
It's the labeling, you know, it's the psychological warfare. I actually called in, listening to Mr. Rushing talking about, I can appreciate his view on balance and that type of thing. And in my mind, balance was not, justice was not served, balance was not maintained because he was found not guilty. That was not the crime. The crime was the officer arresting him. So, like the other callers, don't sue to take the money to go to Tahiti and have fun, but I would probably, if it was me, I would probably go after the troop in which the patrolman came out of. That way, I could have them take that money and put into that troop and educate their officers in the Constitution, and then I'd go after the state level to have them put that money.
With $500,000, you could educate every Kentucky trooper on the Constitution.
That would be balanced.
Well, for those that don't know, they arrested him for giving out videos. He was found not guilty. The point is they prosecuted. They took him to trial. They tried to put him in jail. And now he's saying, "Oh, I'm going to be nice. I don't know if I'll sue him." He needs to sue him. Anything else?
Look at how much money they steal from our communities to send out there to kidnap children.
Boy, I tell you, that's another big issue. Anything else you want to add?
No, God bless you. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
All right, let's go quickly to your calls. Let's go ahead and go to Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for giving us the education you do every day. I want to know you're deeply appreciated. First of all, I called about Mr. Ruskin also. when you go along to get along, you end up in a communist, socialist, fascist form of government every time. You know? That's what you're going to do by kowtowing to the police matter, is do the Title 42, Section 1983 or 1985, whichever one he prefers, you know, whether it's a single person or two or more people is 1985, and attack the police that way. Also, I wanted to tell you that I called Friday afternoon and the 3 o'clock hour to the Kentucky State Police and talked to a dispatcher there who was very arrogant, told me that Mr. Ruskin had more than just giving the videotape to the police charges and all. And I said, well, what are the charges exactly, sir? And he couldn't elaborate on them. And so,
that wasn't true what they said.
Right.
It's been in the news. He was arrested for giving somebody a videotape. They thought the content of it was threatening. They tried to put him in jail for it, and the jury found him not guilty.
Okay, but here's where I made the fatal mistake, is I tried to educate this person, and I asked this guy if he ever read Animal Farm by George Orwell, yet 1984. You know, why don't you go read a copy of Animal Farm? And this guy was, like, belligerent beyond belief. You know, but every time that I have a cop read a copy of Animal Farm, he changes attitude real fast. And I'll thank you for all your good deeds and those here, sir. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you for calling. God bless, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, the reaction of Kelly Rushing, obviously, was saying he's a nice guy and everything. But as everybody knows, 99% of, you know, how people react to you is how you boil it down to you walking down the street, how you carry yourself, you know, how you look. People will react to you in that way. So if you act like a coward, then the people out there, especially those in positions of power, will seek to dominate you and will treat you like a coward. So that's
Well, Kelly had a lot of courage. He's just such a nice guy. He's like, you know, Samson or something, taking all of this. I mean, he goes out, he gives out the videos, gives one to the prosecutor. Prosecutor says, "Ooh, I love this, it's good." Gives it to other officials, gives it to the cop. He arrests him. And then Kelly doesn't plea bargain as they threaten him. Goes to trial, defeats them, and then walks over and tells the cop he's sorry all this happened when the cop did it. That just shows what a nice guy he is.
Yeah, I mean, it shows that the reaction has to be stronger, though, and as you said, he does need to go ahead and sue to prevent any kind of pretext that giving out videotapes is, you know, illegal. It's like Microsoft are trying to impose a charge on every email sent out to supposedly stop spammers. Well, we know it's to stop people emailing to mass news groups as they do the information that we present. So it's that, you know, it's trying to prevent communication, calling it terrorism or doing what, you know, people like Microsoft are doing and charging for it. So it's an attempt to shut down free speech on every level.
By the way, where is that with Microsoft right now?
All I know is that Bill Gates proposed it, and at the moment they're looking into it. So they said it may come into effect towards the end of this decade.
That's insane. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, Tim.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I'm glad you're here because over the weekend, earlier you were talking about how there's the television show, The Lone Gunman.
Yeah, we're going to play those clips again. Go ahead.
And the way that there's little hints in the television and the movies, I think, Alex, you call that the propaganda placement?
Well, propaganda placement is when they, you know, pay to have the propaganda put in the TV shows. I would call it, you know, preconditioning, preparing the psychological ground.
Over the weekend, I was going through an old box I found in the closet, and I came across a videotape. It wasn't labeled. I threw it in. And, Paul, you might remember in the late 80s in your country, a television show was produced called the Max Headroom.
I recall the name, but I never watched it.
Yeah, I've seen the show.
This particular episode dealt with a corporation called SSI, who had, for lack of a better description, the Beast Computer, and they had everyone's name in it, and they went on to show people being scanned. Their records turned to poison when the people were trying to investigate the people behind the structure of, you know, the upper echelon of this security corporation. And when it came down to it, you know, they almost killed him.
Now, Max Headroom was the computerized talking head.
Yeah, he was a spokesman for Coca-Cola as far in this country. I know there were several more episodes that aired. ABC picked it up for like 6 weeks in the springtime of 1986. And then it went by the wayside. But it's interesting how they show it to you there, and then when people see it, or you try to say, well, that's going to happen in reality, it's, oh, no, that's just a TV show. There's nothing to worry
Arnold
about.
Schwarzenegger was in a film where they changed the Constitution to whereby, you know, foreigners could become president, and he became president in the film.
But in the film, he first became California governor in a recall. Huh. All right, we'll be back. Thanks for the call. More news, more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
From Joe, Hal, Gabe, and just a few others. Then I want to hit a bunch of news that we haven't even detailed yet. But after we take these calls, I'm going to air a couple of these Lone Gunman clips because earlier Murphy's Law, the computer crashed during one of them. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going today, Alan?
Good.
Hey, I was just wondering, I'm newly coming around to all this information. I've been a political couch potato all my life, and I was wondering if you've ever considered putting out hits like if I wanted to recodify oxycomatonis in my area, if I wanted to put local actions limiting the Patriot Act. I just don't know where to start. But if
I actually came out with the idea to have towns and cities and states throw it out, put out the basic idea, then people actually wrote up a law, then I put out a more detailed one that deals with Posse Comitatus, Homeland Security, not just Patriot Act 1 and 2. And my provision has been passed by some cities and towns in over 400 towns and cities, and now four states. They have thrown out the Patriot Act and other provisions, but that doesn't mean that the government still isn't violating our rights, but at least it shows a movement in the right direction.
Right.
That's in the Save the Bill of Rights campaign Patriot Act section of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, I'm sorry again. Where was it at?
InfoWars.
I'm aware of the website.
Yeah, it's just on the website.
Okay. All right. Well,
Paul, where is that on Prison Planet? If people want to find it, where is My Resolution?
Well, actually, I think tonight or tomorrow we're posting a huge new activist section on prisonplanet.com, and it'll be in there along with contact details for media and public officials and, you know, what you can do to make a difference. So that'll probably go up either tonight or tomorrow, activist section, and it will be posted in there.
Does that answer your question, Joe? Yes,
that is exactly what I was looking for.
Anything else?
Nothing else. That's Kelly. Like I said, I wish really he would reconsider, because what we're asking him to sue for is not for himself, it's for us. It's for the next person that this happens to, and the next person. The statement has got to be made that this is not going to be tolerated.
And I mean, what's wrong with these officials, these authorities, that they think they need to arrest people for the yard sign that says our court system's a joke, or for giving somebody a videotape? I mean, that's crazy. They need to move to Russia.
Right. What's wrong with them is that they've done this and they've gotten away with it. What's wrong with them is that they've done this to people like Kelly, and then people like Kelly have not turned around and had them face some type of monetary, for lack of any other, you know, sort of repercussion.
I agree. They need the sleepless nights. They need to lose their jobs. They need to be sued. They need to be punished for engaging in this type of activity.
So far, the limit of their punishment for what they've done to Kelly is they let him go back home. They have not suffered at all. And that's the reason they do it, is because they could do it again and again and again, and we do not come back and say, look, buddy, you're not going to just do this to me and send me back home. You're going to pay for this. And that's when it'll begin to get the word around that, listen, you better not mess with these people, because, you know, this is going to happen to you, this is going to happen to you. And we really need people like Kelly to follow through with this.
They falsely arrested him. They officially oppressed him. I mean, that's what the law says. Thanks for the call. Hal in Florida. Hal, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex and Paul. I have a question for you two. Do you think it possible that people who took the hostages in Iraq could really be CIA-connected and some associated and possibly impending atrocity by the captors will be used for the de facto government's benefit?
Okay, let me stop you. You must have missed Paul in the last hour. Go over evidence of that. I believe that some of the hostage taking is real, though I find it very suspect that the Japanese film crew was there exposing depleted uranium. They get grabbed by a group that then does all this simulated threatening that nobody else did. Very Hollywood scripted. We know that Jerry Bruckheimer scripted the Jessica Lynch rescue. That was all staged and a lie. We know that now evidence has come out that they basically put the mercenaries out there in the middle of nowhere and then told the radical Muslims where they were going to be and then had camera people there hours before to show them being hauled up on the bridge, their burned bodies. We know the Israelis, this is now admitted even in Israel, staged the boy bomber with the fake suicide belt. The media says they were called hours before to be there. So we know there's a history of this. We have a Pentagon that plants fake letters from the troops in the newspapers and false signatures. So, yes, Paul, answer that question.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, some of them might be real, some might be staged. The Chinese, seven Chinese hostages were released. The Russians were released today. But the thing with the Japanese hostages is that the group that kidnapped them said that they would be released on Saturday after, you know, saying you must pull out your troops within 24 hours. But then they said, oh, we got a call from the Muslim Council and now we're going to release them. But since then, we've had two other reports which said that they're going to kill them. And obviously now we're getting into later on in Tuesday, early Wednesday in Japan, and those hostages are still there. So very interesting, but some of it may be staged, some of it may not be. With the thing in Fallujah, as you mentioned, the contractors who were killed were apparently, according to some people, set up to be there, which would then instigate all this violence. And again, today they're calling for al-Sadra to be assassinated, basically, which will only increase the violence. And the neocons at the same time are saying that al-Sadra is sponsored by Iran, so another reason to bomb Iran, even though the history of al-Sadra himself suggests that he's a nationalist and he has a history of non-cooperation with Iran. But the neocons are out there calling for Iran to be bombed because they're supposedly behind this uprising.
Well, Iran's not the Shiites.
I know, that's the point. There were stories about al-Sadra meeting with the Iranians, and the Iranians basically telling him to stop, cease all his activities, but the neocons push that to one side, and they're saying that it's all being supported from Iran.
Late last week, the London Guardian had a very astute point about Blair and Bush trying to hype all this up, trying to have this happen. People said, well, why would they want that? Well, that's obvious, so that they have an excuse to never hand the government over, and then when they finally do partially do it, they can have the UN come in, Paul.
Yeah, that June 30th handover, even though Bush a few days ago said it's still going to go ahead. Obviously, it's only going to go ahead, you know, if the UN are involved, which we've been saying for many months is the plan. So to create all this violence provides the pretext to prevent that June 30th handover from taking place.
And now they're talking about injecting 80,000 additional troops. The other troops don't get to come home. I thought they said as soon as we got to Baghdad, it was all over, Paul.
Yeah, we've got calls for more troops to go in. Eventually, they're going to run out of troops, with North Korea a couple of days ago again saying that they're on the brink of nuclear war. We know that, you know, North Korea are bellicose, and they make these kind of statements all the time, but, you know, they've got the nukes to back it up, and we know who sold them to them. So.
And now we've got Cheney selling more nukes.
Yep.
By the way, it was on the news last night. I got to throw this out. I just saw a blip. It was a Halliburton employee going, I got $80,000 a year to go, and it's tax-free, so that's why I went. I mean, if you work for Halliburton, you don't have to pay taxes? I mean, this is getting sick, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually, this whole supporting the troops thing, it's amazing because, I mean, it goes back to the Kelly Rushing thing. It's about criticizing the government, and all these police officers are listening to these neocon hosts like Limbaugh and Savage saying that it's illegal to criticize the government. And I was listening to the Drudge report on Sunday night, and they had a journalist on from Newsday called Pinkerton, who is a conservative, and he was speaking out against Bush. The next caller called in and said that he should be shut down for what he's saying because the people that our troops are fighting flew planes into buildings. So we've still got 50% of American people who think that Iraqis and Al-Qaeda are the same entity, and that Saddam Hussein is Osama bin Laden. So it's all a whirlpool of...
We have a national host every day saying if anyone disagrees with the government, put them in a camp, and a large portion of the population thinks that's America now.
Yeah, these police officers are listening to that, and that's why we get things like the Kelly Rushing case taking place, where it's a terrorism to criticize the government.
He didn't even do that. The video doesn't even do that. It just exposes corruption. These people are nuts. Let's go ahead and last call. All I have time for, we've got to cover some final news here. Gabe in Texas. Gabe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got a couple quick things. First, I want to talk about Operation Mockingbird. Number one, you know, there's a certain late-night talk show host that usually talks about chupacabras and Bigfoots. A couple people called into his show, and it's not George Noy, and they were basically talking about Bush and about what he and stuff like that, and he totally shot him down, said they were crazy. Someone said, make a prediction. Then he said, oh, yeah, I think Bush is going to win the election. This infuriated me, so I went ahead and called into that show, and as soon as he said, what do you want to talk about? He supposedly doesn't screen his calls, but I said, I want to talk about Operation Paperclip. Then he slammed the phone down. Didn't even want to talk about it. He wanted to talk about chupacabras, I guess. But my question to you is, I'm listening to you on Free Radio Austin, which is an unlicensed radio station. Why do you think that the Free Radio Austin hasn't been shut down yet?
Well, I don't really know any of the details about it. In the history of Austin, you know, I've been on several commercial AM and FM stations, but also in the history of Austin, going back, 7-8 years, there have been unlicensed stations. And there's other unlicensed stations that don't carry this show. There's a whole other one here in town that carries whatever that noise is. I mean, there's some good political stuff on it, but mainly it's like punk rock music.
Yeah, I remember the other one, Free Radio Austin. That was shut down right when the Fortune 500 protest came a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that happened. And that was another group that doesn't carry this show. So there have just been a lot of micros out there, and I think as long as they don't interfere with commercial broadcast, it's constitutional and a great public service. But there's just so many of them popping up around the country now, there's nothing the government can do. You see,
well,
we really have the power. We have the power. And
well, the thing is, they went after Free Radio Austin because
It was serving as a hub of information for the protests that were going to occur in November. I think it was a couple years ago. You remember that? I think you were there with a bullhorn screaming. I remember that. You were there at that
protest.
Yeah, I was
at the Fortune 500. Yeah, they also that same week went after one of the micros that was carrying this show and just sent them a letter. But yeah, I appreciate your call, Gabe. I really do. But, yeah, there's so many of these micros. The government calls them pirates, but I mean, I think it's a public service. Yeah, when the Fortune 500 came to town, the government went out and shut them all down, but they just popped back up like mushrooms. I think every time they shut one down, like three more pop up. So it's pretty funny, actually. I don't even know the details of it. Paul Watson, I want to air these lone gunman clips again because the computer had a brain hiccup during the last one. But before we do that, again, why should people get your book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, in 60 seconds?
Because it's very successful in waking people up who are just being introduced to this information, and in fact people who have never come into contact with any of this kind of information, to military people who were in the military. My family read it and completely changed, you know, full spin on the fact. Before, they were calling me a conspiracy theorist. After they read the book, they actually apologized to me, because it's so well documented that basically you can't argue with it, and everyone can check out the sources for themselves.
Now, it's 320-something pages long, $19.95. When you buy one, take advantage of the deal, $11.95 for a second copy. And that goes to support Paul and his work that he does for us at PrisonPlanet.com, and also supports our ministry. I've made 10 films. They're all excellent. I've also written a book. We carry other great books and videos by other wonderful authors and researchers. Paul, just randomly here, what videos do you think people should get from me?
They should get 911 Road to Tyranny, because obviously it's the best produced in a kind of CNN fashion. A lot of people trust that, you know, that slick presentation. Matrix of Evil, because it shows people getting active and speaking out, getting out on the field. So those two, and then Bohemian Grove, which exposes the true mentality of the elite that we're fighting against, because, you know, it exposes the pagan occultic origin. So 911 Road to Tyranny, Matrix of Evil, and Bohemian Grove would be the three that I would get.
And again, folks, I've made 10 films. They're $25.95 apiece. $20 if you order three or more. The toll-free number to order the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Stephanie, which clip do you have from the Lone Gunman first for people? Okay, I want to air the second one first, and then we'll air the first one after that in the next segment. This is from a nationally televised TV show where a secret government group has hijacked a jet to fly it into the World Trade Center full of passengers to blame it on foreign enemies. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Find anything?
The luggage rules clear. This thing can be trusted. Would you do a mega video erect this thing?
Absolutely sure that this is the targeted flight?
This flight was chosen primarily for its visibility. It's scheduled to pass over Manhattan on its way to Boston.
You said they intend to bring us down in the middle of New York City? What if there is no bomb?
Well, how are they going to bring it down?
The same way a dead man can drive a car.
What do you mean, no bomb?
I need you to hack the aircraft's onboard navigation system. We need to know where we're headed.
Okay, go into headsets.
I'll call the airphone's carrier. Make them think we're sending a ground air fax.
That's when twisted Star 69.
Well, just get ready to ride the wave, you boys.
Just get me on that plane and I'll get you autopilot access.
How are you going to do that?
Airline telemetry systems use processors similar to those found in CB radios.
I'm in. We got ourselves a convoy.
What's your progress?
I hacked into the flight control system output.
You want that little bit of help?
It's what the brains of the plane is telling the little black box.
Course heading, attitude, hold, yaw, axis, stabilization.
What the heck's that? Is that what it looks like?
I think
think it is what it looks like.
But there's what?
Mike, modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir.
Keep your course.
We need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now. Fires.
Your flight's going to make an unscheduled stop in exactly 22 minutes.
The corner of Liberty and Washington. Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
I'll tell the flight crew.
Landing.
Can you override the flight control system?
The World Trade Center, Paul. The secret government group wants to do it to get a police state going. Wonder why they aired that.
Well, it's just a coincidence. We've got an entire section on PrisonPlanet.com called Anecdotal Prior Knowledge, and it's right at the bottom, which includes that clip and several other pieces of evidence like it, like the Spanish cartoon released in 92, which shows a plane flying into the World Trade Center.
But Condoleezza Rice, no one had ever imagined, Paul. No one had ever imagined. Only all the government drills. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Not just on your AM and FM dial, but on the Internet and global shortwave during the day. 94.75 and at night, 9 to midnight, all 3 hours, 3210. Let's hit that next clip from the Lone Gunman. In this clip, they talk about why they're doing it. And then he says, well, I like to put this in our newspaper. And they said, oh, they're not, you won't be taken seriously. So the point is you can even throw it in their face beforehand. They'll still go ahead and carry out their terror attacks. So here they are describing who the terrorists are, how they're going to use a drill as a smokescreen to do it, and how it's really an element of the government. Here it is.
What is Scenario 12D? We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them? Why didn't you tell the world this? Go to the press.
You think I'd still be drawing breath 30 minutes after I made that call? The press? Who's going to run this story?
We would.
This? This is Birdcage Liner. Wild-eyed crap right up there with Elvis is an alien and two-headed babies.
You obviously read it.
Don't be so damn naive.
All right, we apologize for that mild language, but it's historical and we're documenting what they did. When I aired the LBJ clips, some of them I can't even air because there's stuff worse in there, but it's important just for the record to have that. And this is what they're broadcasting during the family hour on television, in your face. Paul, final comments concerning all of this.
Well, on top of that, I think it was the second series of 24, the plot was where Nevada got nuked, and it turned out that the group controlling the terrorists was within the government, and it was carrying out the terrorism to control the world's oil supply. So again and again they do this, but the final point would be that the criminals know that we're watching them, because I typed in Larry Silverstein into Google because I was just doing some research on it, and 8 of the first 10 links that pop up for Larry Silverstein before his own website are about how, you know, he blew up World Trade Center 7. So, I mean, Larry Silverstein's got to have done the same thing. So it tells us that he knows it and that all the other criminals know that we're watching them like hawks, and that's why they're now backing off and kind of afraid to do anything out in the open.
Why did Silverstein go on TV and say we blew up WTC 7 and then no one points it out?
I don't know why he did it, whether it was a slip-up or intentional for some other purpose, but the facts are there that he admits it, and what's more surprising is that nobody, not even us, picked up on it for over a year after, because it came out September 2002, the documentary. So, amazing stuff.
Paul, we covered a lot today. It was always, as usual, good to have you on the show. You'll be back with us, what, next Monday or next Tuesday?
Well, next Monday, April 19th, let's hope that we have nothing big to talk about on that day.
Yeah, I hope so, and good to have you on with us. God bless, my friend. We're out of time. Again, back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, or 8 to 11 Mountain, 7 to 10 Pacific. Again, be sure and join us. And to everybody out there, this stuff is scary. It is scary, but this is the history of the world. And the history of the world is good people finally standing up against tyrants and backing them down. It's up to you. We're all going to have better, healthier, more secure lives if we grow some porcupine spines on our backs and stop being pushover wimps. So stand up and fight the New World Order. God bless you all.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.